Alan Bannock-Keller now joins us here at our table. Alan, congratulations. 2019 Mercer County Hall of Fame.
Yes, thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. I'm so excited. It's just, I could never have envisioned what this whole experience has been like.
And you had an opportunity to play a couple sports, basketball in college, which is, you think about this today, you get a chance to play the sport you love in college. That really pretty much answers it all.
Yes, absolutely. I said that's what's like the best part about this whole thing, being recognized for playing a sport that I love to do. There was nothing else I would have rather been doing, and honestly, like I miss it. I wish I could still be playing, but
there were some names I saw on your resume that influenced you and helped you. Some very prominent basketball names in this community. Talk about some of these ladies that kind of took you under their wing to help you.
Absolutely, yes. I was very fortunate in that aspect. We had, several tremendous athletes and basketball players in our area that I just happened to be the right age at the right time. Mary Jo Staunch and Jeanette Whitehead and Andrea Jackson, they, you know, let me tag along with them. We'd play in 3-on-3 tournaments, and that was back in the day when, there was a playground pretty much everywhere. I mean, there'd be like 10 different playgrounds, and we would make the tour, go from one to the next, and playing against guys that were, you know, bigger and better and stronger than us. But that helped us get better, too, helped me get better.
And playing with those ladies.
Absolutely.
My goodness, they can all play basketball, and to learn under them, that's got to be really a big influence in your basketball career. A
tremendous influence. Seeing what they were able to accomplish, you know, let me have a vision of like what I could possibly do as well.
You had an amazing career, Chippensburg in basketball, three-point shooting records. I even threw in block shots as well, showing both sides, offense and defense, which is very impressive.
Yeah. I think one of the things, I was like a bit of a late bloomer. When I graduated high school, I was 5'5 and 100 pounds, and then I hit a huge growth spurt and ended up, you know, finishing my career at 5'10". So, the defense and the being able to block shots and rebounds, that kind of evolved as I got into college, and I prided myself on being an all-around player. I enjoyed all aspects of the game and wanted to work hard and improve on all the different areas, not just offense and shooting.
I never had that growth spurt out of high school, Alan. So
still have time, Bobby.
Maybe it's not too late. You played at Sharon.
Yes.
And had some successful teams there. But being 5'5", being more of a ball handler,
yes,
really had to help you as you got taller into your college career.
Absolutely. And my college coach like pointed that out. Like it benefited me that I was able to develop the ball handling and the guard type skills at the younger age, and then transfer that in college. I was more of like a three. I was like a wingman position. So it definitely benefited me having the experience early on with being in high school. I was a point guard. So.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you're talking basketball, but you had a very, very successful cross-country career at Sharon. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, that is all. I will give every bit of credit to Coach Houck for that. I had no idea what cross-country was. Do we have time for a story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
I was in eighth grade, and I was getting ready for Westminster's basketball camp. And you have to run a mile. You have to run a mile around the lake there. So my dad was like, we're going to the park, and we're going to make you practice this mile. I said, okay. So I'm, like, running around the park, and this strange man pulls up alongside me in his car. And he gets out, and he's like, little girl, like, where do you live? And today that probably be, like,
he's gonna get
in
arrested.
Trouble. And my dad was watching, and he came sprinting over. But it was Coach Houck, and, he was like, do you want to, you know, give running a try? And I was like, okay, why not? And so I got to be the team manager in eighth grade for cross country, and then continued on as a runner throughout high school. And so...
That is a great story, and then really that's how many cross, not exactly pulling up in the car and jumping out, but you have to find the cross-country runners sometimes when they're doing something else. That's
great,
how you
great.
Find them, and you have to be connected to other sports to have a good cross-country team, because you might get the basketball kid, you might get the volleyball kid, you get the kid running in the park with the dad or with mom. You have to find them all over. That's a great
Most
story
definitely.
For Coach Houck. So he knew he had to get people out, and that's the way to do it. You got to find them.
Now, you played at Shippensburg. Just talk about your experiences there. Obviously, a very competitive conference you played in.
Right. I guess when I decided to go there, we played in the West Conference. Like, things are changed now. They're in the East. But it was an opportunity for me to get away from home a little bit, you know, being 4 hours away, but still have my family have the opportunity to watch games, because we played Slippery Rock and we played Clarion and Edinburgh and closer to home. And so that was a great move for me. I have no bad experiences in college. I loved it. I love my coach. I love my you know, fellow teammates. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. It was definitely not easy, but...
Speaking of not easy, you did some triathlons as well?
Yeah, that's been a while ago, but I did give the iron... After basketball was over, you kind of have all this time on your hands, and you need something to do, and I'm a competitive person, so I'm like, I got to try something, and... So I gave the Ironman triathlon a try and did a couple
of those.
And
that's the long one, right? That's the real long one.
That's
so what,
the long one.
So give
that's
us the give us the distances in the Ironman.
So it's a 2.1 miles swim. Wait, I think. It's been a while. And then a 112-mile bike ride and then a full marathon afterwards.
That's
so.
What you do every day in the summer, Bob.
No,
right?
Yeah, that's not
that's
me.
That's your workout?
You coached basketball some,
yes.
I believe, under Jeff Hanley at Sharpsville
yes.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that experience being an assistant coach.
My first experience with basketball was right out of college. Mary Jo Staunch got in touch with me, and I was kind of like in between, am I going to go to grad school, am I going to go to law school? I didn't have a plan, so she said, you want to come back and coach at Sharon? So I started off there and did the 7th and 8th grade program and was in a JV coach, and that kind of hooked me in, that reeled me into coaching. I loved it. It was a great experience. I had a tremendous group of kids. I got the experience to coach my younger sister, and that kind of influenced me, like, I'm going to go back to school and be a guidance counselor and be able to do this as a full-time thing here. And then coming into Sharpsville, it was great. Like, I grew up, actually, this is a funny story. My dad and I would meet on a regular basis down at the Sharon American Playground, and we'd have epic two-on-two battles with Jeff Hanley and his dad. To
that's
the point,
awesome.
Like, when the lights, you know, would come on at night, we'd be out there playing two-on-two. So when Jeff asked me to be an assistant coach with him, I jumped at the opportunity, and it was a great experience.
And you've done now cross-country coaching for quite a long time as well.
Yes. Cross country, I want to say, like, I've been doing this for like 19 years, something like that. And, you know, I've been in a couple different schools. I started out at Commodore Perry and currently at Sharpsville. And cross country is just a great sport. You have kids that are super motivated and super dedicated, and it's not for the faint of heart to run cross country. So you always get a high quality student athlete that participates in that.
Well, Ellen, we congratulate you. I think they need another picture, more group pictures. So,
okay.
But
my favorite thing.
Congratulations, Ellen. We really appreciate you stopping by, and
okay.
Congratulations for the incredible
honor.
Thank you so
much.
All right.
Thank you.
Ellen Bennett Keller, Mercer County Hall of Fame 2019.